This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 285 for Monday, March 3rd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is going in both directions to start the week. Chicago soybean oil and Malaysian palm oil are down, while European rapeseed is steady to lower. Crude oil is also down as uncertainty over tariffs and a deal to end the Russian invasion of Ukraine are in focus. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. Meanwhile, the markets are awaiting potential U.S. tariffs on Canadian, Mexican, and Chinese imports to be put in place tomorrow. 524 million pounds of canola oil were used in the U.S. to produce biofuels in December, said the U.S. Energy Information Administration, up from 410 million the previous month and up 52.8% from December 2023. The May canola contract is down $2.30 per ton at $648.80. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are in negative territory. The U.S. spring corn crop insurance price this year was set at $4.70 U.S. per bushel, 4 cents above the previous year. This set the soybean corn price ratio at 2.24, the lowest since 2012. Ag Rural reported that Brazil's Safrinha corn crop was 80% planted as of February 27th, 16 points more than the previous week, but still 6 points below 1 year ago. However, hot and dry weather in the coming days remain a concern. The May corn contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.61. The crop insurance price for soybeans in the U.S. was set at $10.54 U.S. per bushel, down $1.01 from last year's price and a 5-year low. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its fats and oils report later today, with the trade expecting the January crush total to be 211.1 million bushels, down 3% from the December crush, but up 8.4% from the previous January. Soy oil stocks were pegged at 1.761 billion pounds. Brazil's soybean crop was 50% harvested, up 11 points from a week earlier and up 2 points from 1 year ago. The May soybean contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.13. Precipitation is expected for most of the U.S. plains and Midwest through Thursday, before warming up in the middle of March. Abarus estimated the 2024-25 Australian wheat crop at 34.1 million tons, up 31% from the year before, and it compares to a 32 million ton estimate from the USDA. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.54. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.70. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.96. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, March 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.